This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? How do you feel after listening about jinns? Happy? Sad? Scared? Or nothing? More strong. Yes, alhamdulillah. We should be more strong. Because Quran tells us the truth. The reality of jinns. So we should not be scared of them. Do you ever think why were they created? And why are they created? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do they have choice? Like humans? Yes, they have choice. Okay. And they are also a test for us. We can't see them, but they can see us. And sometimes, jinns possess human beings. Have you ever heard about it? Have you ever seen somebody possessed by a jinn? No? Alhamdulillah. Who has seen? Who has the experience? You have seen. Few of you. Alhamdulillah. So get across somebody who is possessed by jinn. Never be scared at that time even. Because they make strange kind of actions. When is it possible for them to possess a human being? When? In general, jinns are not stronger than human beings. Human beings are most honored creation. And jinns used to live on this earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create human beings, they were removed from the earth and they were sent to the corners of the earth or to the water or other places. And the best places for human beings. But it doesn't mean that they cannot come back. They come back. They are everywhere. Sometimes they are in our houses. Even some of them are flowing with our blood in our body. That is shaitan. Because shaitan is from jinn also. So they are all around. And we should not be afraid of them. But when they harm somebody, some human being, because they have access. So what should we do? And when they can harm human beings, when they put us in test, so we should avoid those situations. Yeah. Yes. When you are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only they can harm you. In Quran it says, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّزْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ.
That whoever turns away from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, then we appoint for that person a shaitan, and that shaitan becomes a companion for him.
Okay. So, if we do Allah dhikr, they will run away. When there is adhan, when there is Allah dhikr, when we are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, they become weak. Are there good jinns as well? Yes, there are good jinns and there are bad jinns. Like human beings. Do you know there was a prophet, jinns were in his control. Who was he?
Sulaiman
alayhi salam. What do jinns do for him? Makes huge structures for him, buildings, heavy things for him, big pots, and what else?
Dive,
yes. مَنْ يَغُوسُونَ لَهُ. So, do you think we can take work from them? Or we should hire them? Can we do that? No? Why? Why can't we do that? Or why shouldn't we do that? Sulaiman alayhi salam was an exception and he made a dua. What was his dua? Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. So, we cannot take work from jinns as Sulaiman alayhi salam used to take from them. So there are some jinns who are enemies of human beings. They possess human beings. And especially when we forget dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Taimiyah mentioned in the beginning that concept of jinns or something like jinns is in every religion, culture or everywhere. Some people call them aliens, some people call them jinns, or some people even they say these are bacterias or other beings. But everyone believes in something supernatural, which we can't touch, which we can't see, but they exist. And we believe their existence because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about their existence in Quran. We cannot deny them, because denying jinn is denying Quran, denying the part of our deen, right, which is not right. Because some people say, we don't believe in jinns, they don't exist. No. And why they don't believe in them? Because they say that we can't see them, we can't touch them, we cannot experience them. So they are not made of a matter, but they are above that, so we don't believe in them. Believing in them does not mean that we should believe in them like angels, but it means that we should believe in their existence, right? And what should be our attitude towards jinns? Can one of you explain it? What should be our attitude towards jinns? Yeah. Don't be afraid of them. And yes, if you don't bother them, they won't bother you. And what else should we do? Yeah, you are superior as a human beings. You are superior to jinns. So no need to be afraid of them. And there are levels of jinns also, like human beings. Different tribes, different languages, different creeds. So there is variety of jinns. Some jinns are very, very strong. Like Ifritum min al jinn. وَقَالَ الَّذِي إِنْدَهُ إِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ. They were superior. But every jinn is not very strong. Okay? If you ever have an interaction with jinn, what should you do? You should know this. So our attitude towards jinn should be, let them do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked them to do and let them live their life. Okay? We should not be after them, we should not be curious about them, we should not be reading a lot of books or things about them, and we should not all the time, we should not have jinn phobia, that thinking that this is jinn and that is jinn, and if something is happening, this is jinn. Sometime electricity, something wrong with electricity or something wrong with the mic, we always saying this is jinn. No, don't think too much about jinn. Okay? And not make as an obsession, right? They should live their lives and we should live our own lives. They should do what they are supposed to do and we should do what we are supposed to. But sometime, if there is something strange and that is bothering you or someone related to you, then what should you do? You should know. This is very important. That how to be safe from their shar. Because there is different type of shar. Min sharri ma khalaq. And min al jinnati wan nas. So what should we do? Now you should know, what should we do to protect ourselves, protect our bodies, protect our deen, protect our mind, and whatever belongs to us, our kids, our houses, from the shar of jinn. Okay, let us discuss this and then move further. Number one, and this you should write with you. Okay, this is important. That what kind of relationship we should have with jinn, or what should we do when we have some problems with jinns. Number one, how to protect our kids from jinns.
So in the evening, as the sun is setting and as darkness is spreading, at that time especially, not being out or having the children out, being indoors at that time.
Yes. Keep them inside. Don't let them play in the parks when sun is setting and when darkness is spreading, right? When it is dark and later on if you want to go out or something, no problem. But especially in that time when light and darkness is mixing up. So that time you should not keep your children in the garden or in outside the house. Okay? And alone, especially when they are young. They are vulnerable. Okay. How should we protect ourselves from jinn? From the shar of jinn? Tell me one thing. You don't know? Or you don't want to share with me? Huh? Yeah, tell me. Morning, evening, dua, especially Ayatul Kursi. Because there is a hadith which says that if somebody reads Ayatul Kursi in morning and in the evening, that person will be protected from the shar of jinn. So don't forget to read Ayatul Kursi. Right? Okay. And if somebody is having some kind of possession or affair or some kind of problem with jinn, start reading Ayatul Kursi on that person as many times as possible. Recently, I read somewhere that there was a person whose wife was studying in a college, and one day her friends called her husband telling him that your wife, she just fell down and she fainted and we don't know what to do. He came, he took her to the hospital and nothing worked on her. Then he took her to his house and there he started reading only Ayatul Kursi. He said, I kept reading. I reached 100 times, then I reached 150 times. And the jinn started speaking. And this person said, leave her. And he said, you killed me. And through Ayatul Kursi, you killed me. So please leave me, I won't come again. Then he let him go. And that girl was fine, alhamdulillah. She never got sick again. But he read Ayatul Kursi 150 times until she got fine. Okay? So this is a tip for you. If you feel a child is crying for nothing, crying, you are trying to make him happy, but he is not listening, start reading Ayatul Kursi. Before we released a cassette with repeated Ayatul Kursi, there was a cassette, Ayatul Kursi, it has only Ayatul Kursi, it stops and then it starts. So you can download from the net, I think you can find. For example, if you are taking care of a child and it not letting you read, sometimes you see children are so aggressive, they start beating you and they don't let you read. So that time you just play Ayatul Kursi. And read until he gets settled down. Because women face this problem all the time. The children are sometime crying or scared or behaving abnormally or doing things which they are not supposed to do. They are not listening, they are not sleeping, or they get scared in the dreams and they start crying, screaming. So, Ayatul Kursi. Never forget Ayatul Kursi. And it's not, I have read 3 times but nothing happened. No, 3 times is not enough. 3 times, 7 times, 11 times, 40 times, 100 times, 150 times, read. And you get reward for each and every letter. So don't get tired of reading Quran. And this is Ayatul Kursi, and this is the biggest ayah, greatest ayah in the Quran, right? And also, how to protect your own self when you go to sleep, read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, blow in your hands and start with your face and head and your body, and you do it 3 times. And if you are very sleepy, do it at least 1 time. Okay? So inshallah, they will not harm you. If the kids are small, you can read to them. Okay? If you have any question, you can ask me now.
You know how some people, they get so possessed, they think everything is jinn. I just wanted to say that, you know, in our community, jinn is becoming the number one talk about, that mental health illness is being, you know, ignored. That sometimes people are mentally ill, right? Mm-hmm. Like they have schizophrenia or something, illnesses, and they're like, oh, this person's talking to the jinn. Oh, this person's, you know, being with the jinn, they're possessed with the jinn. So they take them to the, like, Maulana Saab or somebody who, you know, cures and stuff. And they're like, I don't understand what's happening. So they abandon so many relationships and so many things happen just because of ignorance of this matter.
Yes, but if you are doubtful whether it's a mental illness or it's actually jinn's problem, so start reading Ayatul Kursi or Ruqya, and then you will come to know. If it is jinn or something like this, you will be cured, inshallah. And if it's something else, then take him to doctor. But don't be confused.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is, if you are outside and with your children, is it safe for you to go in the car when it's Maghrib time to avoid the shayatan coming out? Or do you really have to go to a house?
No problem.
Safe?
If you are with them, sitting in a car, you can go out if you need to go. Don't let them play in the alone.
No, I'm talking about outside in Maghrib time.
If you need to go outside Maghrib time, because the days are very short here, so the Maghrib gets very soon sometime, and you have to come back from school, or you need to go for groceries, or you need to go to some friends. So Maghrib time, you pray Maghrib and then take them. So no problem. And if you are coming back from some place and it's Maghrib time, no problem. Be with them. Okay? And start reading morning, evening Azkar.
Just don't go to deserted places.
Yes.
I was thinking that when it comes to nature, many times it is said that don't disturb nature, leave it as it is.
Yes.
So even if, you know, out in the wild hiking somewhere and you see an animal, you know, catching another animal and eating it or killing it, don't interfere over there. Yes. Leave it as it is. So even when it comes to the jinn, when we become overly obsessed, you know, thinking and overthinking and, you know, playing games even in which we're trying to trap spirits, you know, if there's any evil spirit passing by, please enter this cup and things like that. You know, you're poking at them. You know, like they say, don't poke the bear. Don't do that. So leave them. Yes, they exist. And do your part in order to protect yourself. But don't be overly obsessed with them.
As-salamu alaykum. My question is more of a curiosity and maybe hoping for confirmation, but I was informed that sometimes when people engage in now learning Quran and engage in learning and coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in institutions of learning, there's a lot of jinn possessions. Now, I'm just wondering, is that a rumor? Is that something that's valid? Or just curious about that.
It can happen because they don't want you to learn Quran. So sometimes they bother you, they stop you. And they are enemies. Sometimes the bad jinns are enemies of human beings. And especially shayateen among them. They try every way, every method to stop you. So it might happen, but how many people amongst you got jinn when they entered Al-Huda? They are obsessed with. Not yet. Not yet, alhamdulillah. So it's not true always. But sometime, with some people, it happens. Like that girl, she was studying in a college when she got fainted. She was not in an Islamic institute. So it can happen anywhere. So protect yourself. Because we can't see our enemy. So we have to protect all the time. Morning, evening, azkar are best for that. Okay?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I hear in the night time, don't go close to the garbage. Because that area chimney fire, I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, you can throw garbage at night and you can even put it outside at night. It's okay. Of course, when you go to the bathroom, you have to say your dua. When you go out of the house, you say dua.
Even for throwing garbage, you should say dua.
Yes. You're stepping out of the house to put the garbage at the curb. Again, say your dua. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Say that dua. Say your evening duas.
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to know, how do I know if somebody is possessed by jinn? If somebody is sick, like what are the symptoms?
If it's not related to you, so just ignore. Okay? But if it's something happens in your house, so that person will behave, will talk abnormally, behave abnormally, or get sick without any reason, might be some strange things, then start reading Ayatul Kursi. Okay? And you will know. That jinn will speak to you then. Okay? Yes, please.
I was reading a hadith in which it says that highest level of tawakkul in Allah, how is it proved? If you are not using, three things were mentioned, I don't remember the first one. The second one was don't use amulets. And the third was do not blow over yourself after ruqya. This shows the highest level of tawakkul. And I was wondering.
Yeah. If you are blowing something which is based on Quranic ayahs, then there is no harm and it doesn't include this. Okay? Don't read other things which might have some seeking help from shayateen or anything else. But whatever the Prophet did himself, there is no harm in doing that. And Prophet ﷺ never stopped doing this blowing at night on his body, even when he was on his deathbed. So he was not able to do all this. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she read all this on his hands and then she made his hands wipe on his body. Okay?
Not only Mu'awwidhatayn but also Ayatul Kursi.
Ayatul Kursi, Surat Al-Fatiha. Because one of the names of Surat Al-Fatiha is Ar-Ruqya. Okay?
Just quick question.
Yeah.
So I went to mosque and a lady was crying. The lady next to her was her daughter and I think she was possessed. So the mother was crying continuously and didn't know what to do. So sisters were going towards her daughter just to try to comfort her, calm her down. And the lady was not wearing hijab, the sister, and was talking strange things about different continents or calling other sisters, are you from Asia, are you from different continents? So it seemed like she knew a lot and she was not talking like making sense. So other sisters were going to her. I went to her. I shook her hand and she asked me something. Is it better to avoid such situations?
Yes, better to avoid some situations. If you do not know how to help someone, avoid it. Pray for them and go.
And Ayatul Kursi can be recited from
Ayatul
far
Kursi
away.
Can, yes.
Okay, Jazakillah.
Recite for yourself and then keep away.
Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to say Surah Baqarah is also one of the protection. We can take the house where Surah Baqarah is recited. Shaitan doesn't enter. And, you know, sometimes scare kids out of fun.
Yeah,
that is the time when the jinn enters the body, when a person is scared. So we shouldn't do that to kids.
Yes.
And one last thing is that I was talking to a person who deals with patients who are possessed, and he was saying, if you feel these kind of things in your house, you just read Ayatul Kursi and all these things, and you say out loud in your house that we are brothers, and you live, and you let us live.
Yes.
So even if they're in your house, it's okay.
Yes. Or you can say, please leave this house. I don't want you to stay here. Leave this house. Say out loud. Okay? So they might leave. You see, once what happened, I was in Islamabad and there was summer break or something. I went for Umrah and some girls were living in the hostel. So when I came back, they were all very scared and they, this jinn, this and that. So this girl fainted, that what happened. I said, okay, come, everybody come here. I made them sit and I start talking to them. I said, if you talked about jinns after this, I will beat you up. So, believe me, after that, and I said, if there is any jinn, leave this place. And alhamdulillah, after that, nobody was fainted, nothing. It's sometimes it's only something inside us, and we start talking to this person, that, oh look, oh, that is shaking, what is this? So we should not talk much about jinns, okay? And especially with kids.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
When someone is possessed by a jinn, a lot of the time the shaykh reads this surah. So why specifically this? Is there something that provokes the jinn in this surah?
Surah al-jinn? Yeah, this is a treatment for jinns. You see, once I know somebody who had this problem. And you see what we did at that time? We photocopied this surah and put up on the wall. Believe that person got better. Sometime maybe they can read or they're scared reading this surah or some, I don't know what happened, but that was also a solution. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. What's the difference between a possession and evil eye?
Evil eye is not only from jinns, it could be from jinns also and from humans. Okay? An evil eye is the eye of a person who is jealous of you, who does not have good feelings for you. Right? It's hasid. Jealous. Evil eye has nothing to do with, it doesn't mean that if you are struck by evil eye, jinn entered you. No. It's something else.
Assalamualaikum. I've heard that jinns can take visible forms sometimes, like a black dog or black cat.
Yes, yes, they can take visible forms.
And like as a black dog or a black cat,
yeah,
or other forms.
That's
too.
Why Prophet told us that when you want to kill the snake, you should tell him, if you are a jinn, go away. Say it three times, and if it doesn't go, then kill him.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. In this surah, we learned about how the jinns, they would go up to the heavens and they would, you know, hear what the angels would say, and they would come back down and they would tell the soothsayers, and they would mix it up with lies.
Yes.
And, you know, like in today's time, we have something like the weather forecast, and I just want to say that we shouldn't put our full trust in the weather, because like the weather is able to change, because like the weather system, it tells you, you know, this day will be sunny, this day will be cloudy, but we shouldn't like ultimately believe that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the everything.
That's an estimate based on some physical signs that people can see, that they can observe through their, you know, machinery or whatnot. So it's just an educated guess. I mean, yes, we shouldn't believe in it as we believe in the Quran.
100%, yes.
It's just like a doctor making an analysis regarding a person who is sick, that this could be the problem, that could be the problem. That's just their best guess. But then, of course, we don't believe in it like we believe in the Quran. Right?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can stop anything from happening. Like, haramna alayhi al-maradi'a.
Yes, like Musa alayhi salam. When he was a baby and he was in the house of Fir'aun and they were looking for different women to nurse him, nobody was able to nurse him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden all nursing women on Musa alayhi salam. So eventually they had to find the mother of Musa alayhi salam.
And I have one question. I heard that we should stay away from trees at night. So
because they release carbon dioxide at night.
I was wondering if it's okay to like watch horror movies or like going through haunted houses, especially with like Halloween coming up. So
I mean, why should you weaken your faith?